Hello and welcome to Above the Belt from Robert Spralcran in Aberdeen.
And from Liz Campbell in Inverness. In today's programme, funding problems hold up compensation for abused children in Highland Region.
There's a degree of concern over food standards for bachelors of technology.
I've been hearing voices at Rigmore Hospital just when all seemed lost. Plans by Highland Regional Council to help victims of child abuse get compensation from the Criminal Injuries Board have been halted by a government decision not to grant funding for the scheme. The council would have been the first in Scotland to have a full-time social worker concentrating solely on compensation claims for abuse victims. But their application for financial help to establish the post has been refused. Highland Region's reporter to the Children's Panel, Peter Ferguson, explained to Anne Bates what the rejection means.
There is really no way with present resources that the social work department is likely to be able to go through the backlog of cases of children that we know could benefit from criminal injuries compensation, identify the children who would benefit, and make application on their behalf. There are some 500 children who we know have been abused over the past few years and who retrospectively the local authority would be under a duty to make application on behalf if that was in their interest. So we're talking about quite substantial numbers here.
What does the money mean to the children themselves? Because no matter how much money you give someone, it can never repair the damage that's already been done to them.
Well, that's true. I think it's going to be of considerable benefit to children who've had to be removed into the care of the local authority because of abuse and who may leave care at the age of 16 or 18 without the normal supports that a family could provide. Now, at that point, I would see that a sum of money in compensation, which could be quite substantial in the case of severely abused children, would start them in their adult life with much more security than they have at present.
Many people, I think it's fair to say, would be quite amazed to find out that children that have been abused can actually get compensation. Is it something that's been kept very much in the dark? I mean, you don't hear much about it.
It certainly hasn't been advertised as a service that abused children can receive. One of the problems with the criminal injuries compensation scheme as a whole is the amount of publicity it doesn't receive. There is some research, for instance, regarding the treatment of rape victims in Edinburgh, Glasgow, to suggest that rape victims don't know about their entitlement to compensation. Perhaps only 15 to 20% of adult sexual abuse victims knew that they were entitled to compensation. Now, one can see that when one applies that to children, then almost no children, I would assume, know of their entitlement.
But if those children are in the care of the council, is it not your duty as a council to make sure that you make applications on their behalf?
That's certainly the way that we've interpreted the law. And the scheme was a way of making sure that the law and our duty could be carried out in a systematic and correct manner. There's a lot of work to be done here in going back maybe some years and identifying the children who are entitled and would benefit from compensation.
So what reason did the government give for turning down the funding?
As far as I'm aware, no reason, no specific reason has been given. These applications for funding are in a sense on a competitive basis. There are always more applications for funding than there are funds available. I believe they have merely commented that there are other schemes that were more worthy of their funding.
Had the council got that post, it would have had a knock-on effect in that more children would have been able to get compensation, which again would have meant the government paying out more money. Do you think that's the reason, perhaps, that they turned it down?
Well, I would be very disappointed if it was. However, I would have to say that I'm aware that the Criminal Injuries Compensation Board does not have a fixed budget. The government is committed to funding every award made. And it's true to say that we are talking here about a substantial number of applications and possibly a very substantial amount of money. I just hope that it isn't the reason that they haven't looked favourably upon this application.
Peter Ferguson, Highland Region's reporter to the Children's Panel.
As public concern,